And let me leave you with two more things on confidence. One, if you really want to be confident, know what causes people to lack in it. Focusing too much on yourself and not enough on other people will guarantee that you'll lack confidence. What do I mean? I mean, some people lack confidence because they pick themselves apart. They spend all day, every day, analyzing themselves. Why did I do this? Why don't I do that? How come I never accomplished these things? They ask lousy questions, they get lousy answers, and they create a tremendous amount of self-doubt. Do you want to have more confidence? Stop analyzing yourself so much and focus on other people and how you can contribute to them. And as you start giving to other people, you'll feel more confident about what you can even do for yourself. Does that make sense? And finally, this. You can feel confident if all you do is remember some of the things you've accomplished in your life. You are a successful, competent person. You've done a lot of things in your life extremely well. No matter who you are or what your background is, there are things in this world that you are really good at, things you've really accomplished in your life that you've got to be proud of. Every human being I meet, I know, is my superior. Because I know all of us in life have focused our attention on various things, and whatever you focused on a lot, you're good at. And every human being I meet in my life, I know that I'm superior to in some way as well. And that makes me feel confident as well, knowing I can learn from other people and that I can give too. So in order to help yourself really have reasons to feel confident, not just put yourself in state, but to feel like you got reasons, all you've got to do is manage your memories better. Pull out some of your memories of tough situations in your life where you didn't think you could pull it off, but you turned it around. You have some of those, don't you? Situations where you thought, I could never figure a way to pull this off, and yet you did. You need to remember more of those and less of the times when you felt overwhelmed. What I want you to do is take out your success journal, and your assignment for today is simple. I want you to come up with 5 of your greatest successes in life. Things where you've really turned it on. Maybe some situations where it looked really dark, looked really difficult, and you didn't know how you're going to pull it off, but you did. And all I want you to do is write down a paragraph or so about each one of those. In other words, pull out of your memory files some of the references that can show you that you deserve to be confident, that you're competent and confident that you can make things happen even in the toughest of times. And use those examples to remind yourself in the future that whatever's going on, you can find a way. Do that today and have some fun filtering through your memories and picking 5 of your favorites. Till tomorrow, live with passion. So here's your assignment. What I'd like you to do before you turn the tape over is just take a moment and write down one sabotage pattern. That doesn't sound like, let's see, what is it? Gotta create a standing here. You realize that?
The last few, anyway.
Oh, God. Oh, Lordy.
You really actively resisted giving me data on these, so I think maybe you subconsciously wanted to wing them because they're brilliant.
Yeah. It sounds like making generalizations there, John!
But they might be valid.
It's a little late.
There's no coincidences in this universe, are there?
Well, unless there are.
If there were, what then?
That's right. Yep. Okay. What would you call these things that I want them to write down, John? Sabotage patterns? Patterns of sabotage? That makes them into things. Place in your life.
Tendencies, I guess I'd call
them. Oh, good. That's good. Tendencies. I like that. Okay, good. Roll them. So just write down in your success journal now, is there an area of your life where you have a tendency to sabotage?